But at this time, we look back into our history. And Charles Fay is our historian on the Wake Up Call, which I bet he loves having on his CV. Eh? Morning, Charles.
Morning. It's the pinnacle of my career.
I was going to say, I think you need to aim a bit higher, mate. But anyway, that's beside the point. Hey, one of the things that we hear a lot about, the old V line and trains and what have you, the Melbourne Echuca train line. So the guy we're going to talk about today, John Bruce, is not actually a Central Victorian per se, but certainly had a lot to do with train lines coming through this area.
And he certainly did. He and his partner, William Cornish, were the contractors who won the tender to build the railway from Melbourne right through to Echuca. And in 1858 or 59, the price of that contract was £3.3 million,
wow,
which was a huge sum in that period.
Yeah.
Absolute astronomical sum. And so it made him a very important person in Victoria.
Yeah.
He was born in Scotland, and he came to Australia, he said, with only a £5 note in his pocket, but he sort of got work contracting, again, you know, with the goldfields as a source, to build roads from Melbourne to Mount Alexander or Castlemaine, and then from that he moved on to build the railway. Because, you know, if you look at the railway, it's got some of the most magnificent structures.
Yeah.
In Victoria, the viaduct at Malmesbury, the
yep.
Tarradale Viaduct. So the building of that was a huge labour effort, and that's where he came undone.
It's one of those things that when you look back, we use it, well, occasionally, you use it every day in some cases, and the stations that are on that line are just so important nowadays, and we've probably taken for granted that the track's in, but it's a very important line from Williamstown to Echuca, isn't it?
Oh, I suppose it's one of the, you know, one of the sort of main structures of the 19th century, and it's also, I mean, I think very important because there was disputes, labour disputes all along the way. So when they started to build the railway line in the late 1850s, there was sort of a collapse in sort of gold mining, and there was lots of sort of surplus labour, and Bruce and his partner wanted to, I suppose, make as much money as they could out of the contract, so they basically tried to reduce the wages and conditions of the workers on the railway line.
Ooh.
And they came into conflict with the Masons Union.
Ah, is this where you said before you alluded to the fact that all started to sort of come unstuck? Is this what that was alluding to?
Yeah, so basically, they tried to reduce the conditions of the workers. The workers went on a strike, and you had a whole series of strikes and even riots along the railway line. And then to top it all off, to get over the sort of strength of the Masons Union, John Bruce contracted to bring out 400 labourers from Germany and a few from Switzerland.
Ooh.
And the idea was that they would break the sort of back of the Masons Union. And so when they came out to Australia, the Masons Union tried to convince those men not to go on work, to go on working. And one thing they did was that the Cornish and Bruce then took the German Masons to court and charged them under an act known as the Masters and Servant Act. You know, if you broke your contract, you could be jailed.
Wow.
And they were successful against those poor old Masons.
So, you know, the line obviously eventually got there and is still there. And but I was interested to see that John Bruce died a very young man. So, I mean, did just the pressure of everything get to him? Was that your take on it?
I think it must have, because his colleague William Bruce also died fairly young. And then, I mean, to his credit, I suppose Bruce completed the contract. But he sort of died of what was called in his biography apoplexy, which I suppose is a stroke, you know. And you can imagine the pressures that the man was under with this huge contract and massive labour disputes. And died in a very young age, in his early 40s.
41, 42.
You just have, if we think about us given that job nowadays with the technology we have, how stressed we'd be, you can imagine why. And even just the tunnel, you know, oh, you've got to go through Big Hill. Oh, okay, then.
Yeah, I mean, that's a massive construction, you know.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, the thing is, we've got that. We've got those viaducts you mentioned. There's some magnificent architecture in the stations. And, you know, the guys, you think back to the 1850s, they did a marvellous job. I guess really the only thing now remains is to see whether we can get the bloody trains running on time. I don't know if that's too big a step. But
put the second line back in. That's what the answer is.
Exactly, exactly. Charles, always good to chat, mate. Thank you for that. And we'll talk again next week.
Okay, catch you next week.
Good on you. Charles Fay, Hidden History. It's Gold Centre Victoria, The Wake Up Call. Morning.